This morning I decided to talk about Noah. After reading the title of the lesson, that's one of the people that came to mind, and our lesson talks about Abraham, so Noah seemed to be another good choice. Our title for our lesson is A Right Relationship with God. I'm going to start reading in Genesis 6, starting at verse 9. This is the account of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on the earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, "I am going to put an end to all the people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth. So make yourself an ark of cypress wood, make rooms in it, and put a coat in it with pitch inside and out. This is how you are to build it. The ark is to be 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. Make a roof for it and finish the ark within 18 inches to the top. Put a door in the side of the ark and make a lower, middle, and upper deck. I'm going to bring floodwaters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens, every creature that has breath of life in it. Everything on earth will perish. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. You are to bring into the ark two of all living creatures, male and female, to keep them alive with you, two of every kind of bird, of every kind of animal, and of every kind of creature that moves along the ground will come to you to be kept alive. You are to take every kind of food that is to be eaten and store it away as food for you and for them." Noah did everything just as God commanded him. The Lord then said to Noah, "Go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found your righteousness in this generation. Take with you seven of every kind of clean animal, a male and its mate, and two of every kind of unclean animal, a male and its mate, and also seven of every kind of bird, male and female, to keep their various kinds alive throughout the earth. 7 days from now, I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and I will wipe from the face of the earth every living creature I have made." And Noah did all that the Lord commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the floodwaters came to the earth. And Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives entered the ark to escape the waters of the flood. Pairs of clean and unclean animals, of birds, and of all creatures that moved along the ground, male and female, came to Noah and entered the ark, as God had commanded Noah. And after the 7 days, the floodwaters came on the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, on the 17th day of the second month, on that day, all the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of the heavens were open, and rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And then I'm going to move down to verse 17. For 40 days, the floods kept coming on the earth, and the waters increased. They lifted the ark high above the earth. The waters rose and increased greatly on the earth, and the ark floated on the surface of the water. They rose greatly on the earth, and all the mountains under the entire heavens were covered. The water rose and covered the mountains to a depth of more than 20 feet. Every living thing that moved on the earth perished: birds, livestock, wild animals, all the creatures that swarm over the earth, and all mankind. In Genesis 5, right before I started reading, it tells us that Noah was 500 years old when he became a father to Shem, Ham, and Japheth. So from what I looked at, it looks like Noah had about 100 years, more or less, to raise his three sons, to build the boat that God instructed him, a boat that he would have had nothing to look at because nobody would have had to build a boat that big before that time. And what I've found reading is that historians say it wasn't until late in the 1900s when they started making boats from steel that you had even had a boat that was even longer than what the ark was. He also, as we see, had to, in Genesis 6:21, he had to store enough of food for each person, eight people, and then all the animals, which would be the parents of every kind of animal that we see on the earth today. No one really has a number to how many people that was, but there was three levels of this ark, and it was a lot of animals. When I started reading about Noah, I thought I had read or heard before that Noah would preach to the people while he was building the ark, or that when the water started coming, that people were begging that they change their mind. But in reading through it, the only thing I could find was in 2 Peter 2, verse 5, that Noah was a preacher of righteousness, is what Peter writes, or what's written in Peter. And I would assume that people then acted just like they do today. So if a guy starts building a big boat, we would probably start talking about it everywhere as news traveled. And he was probably given the opportunity to talk about what he had been talking about for the last 500 years of his life, considering that he was the only guy left to carry on the human race that God found righteousness in. And regardless of what people thought about it, when it came down to the last 7 days, that's who God chose to be in the ark, along with the animals, and then God shut the door. So have any of you been called to build an ark? I don't know of anyone that has. It's a good thing he did, because that would have been the end of history, unless God would have chosen another way. But he had given that responsibility to Noah. I think that Noah would have had to have the right relationship with God, like our lesson title has, to be able to accomplish a task that he had. He had about as much time to do it as what most of us have on this earth. Maybe a little bit more, but regardless, he had quite a task ahead of him. Do you and I have the right relationship with God, that if we were asked to build a boat that big, that we would be ready to do it? A thought came to me as I was thinking about that, and this is more for the men here. As husbands and fathers, are we called to build an ark? Not one out of wood, but we are commanded to be the one responsible for our family to God. So how well are we building that ark? Are we providing a safe haven from the sin in the world? Are we providing values to our children that'll last and benefit